好，弟兄姐妹，早安，平安。在。
Peace to you all. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家是不是大部分的人呢，都是在家里面工作啊，孩子也在家中上学啊。
Are most of you working in your home, and also your children were studying in your home right now?
这对于我们每一个人都是很大的改变的挑战。
I believe this is truly a challenge and a change to most of us.
连现在的崇拜，我现在很多的名字都是黑乎乎的一个名字，然后呢，就是要凭着圣灵的感动，努力的来向一个名字来传讲神的话。
And right now, even when I'm facing the congregation, all I see is a list of names. So to me, I'm just preaching to a list of names, and I truly need inspiration of Holy Spirit to help me.
但是我相信你们正在很专心的听，也相信天父上帝，他要借着他的话，借着圣灵的感动，让我们领受他自己的真理。
I truly believe all of you are paying attention, being very attentive. I ask the Lord truly help us to be inspired by His word.
那我们也没有借口说迟到了、堵车了啊，没有堵车了，我们就在这里马上可以来到用心灵诚实敬拜他，并且呢，我们也能够真的是专心的，因为当我们在这个平台上听到的时候呢。这个电脑啊，很多的东西会影响我们，求主保守我们的心。
As we're using such means to worship, we no longer have an excuse of having traffic and being late in church. And right now, all of us, even though we're sitting before the computer, we need to truly pay attention because we can truly be disturbed by different media disturbance.
今天跟大家一起来思想呢，就是在爱中啊，异路同行。
And today I would like to share the message, walk in love with you.
这个疫情呢，我们希望不要我们自己感染了，然后呢，我们希望大家跟我们一起的在这个疫情这个感染的病中来同行，不是这个意思啊。
When I say walk in love with all of us, I'm not saying that once one person get virus and pass on to all of us.
而是这个异路，这个疫情的这种的影响力了，真的是未来的路了，是不确定而且不明朗的。
As we know, the infection of the virus can really produce unpredictable future.
我们知道现在这个秋季冬季又快到的时候，很多的国家，英国、欧洲啊，甚至美国有些地方呢，又突然间有第二波、第三波的这种的影响。
As we are getting into winter time, we realize there are many areas in the world, we start to have a second wave of pandemic infection.
所以有一句话说，整个未来是充满着不确定。是唯一确定的一个的方向的。
And therefore, people say the uncertainty is the certainty of the future.
Yeah, 所以我们无论在工作上、在社会上、在学习上、在这个家庭生活、经济压力上，都带来很大的变革。
And therefore, we are facing a lot of changes, no matter in our social realm.Or in our physical realm,
你会发觉突然间，因为这种的疫情影响呢，人的心情也受到很大的压抑。然后呢，经济上呢，有些国家呢，因为有些人呢，食物问题、经济问题又出来又游行了暴动。
And we see many protests and parades and complaints due to the stress we face.No matter economically or politically.
这一张图是不是很熟悉？就是你跟我的写照，常常都对着电脑在工作，甚至拿着这碗饭一边吃一边工作。
Don't those pictures show what we are right now?
然后呢，甚至在 教会的这种信仰生活、敬拜生活都带来一个很大的冲击。
And also, this truly brings a big impact to our religious practice in our daily life.
然后我们要问的是，要感恩的是，就是无论什么都变，但是神的爱，神的爱，神的同在永远不变。
However, we can truly give thanks because even though everything is changing, and yet the love of our God is not changing.
所以在这种的变幻莫测的当中，神要我们以那个不变的爱来与他同行，那怎么在爱中同行呢？
So in this ever-changing world, God wants us to depend on his unchanging love. And yet, how do we walk in love in such unchanging love?
你想一想，在过去最宝贵的是什么？当有人很孤独，有人很多担忧的时候，有人爱你，有人关怀你，这一切是成为了我们的生命的那种的价值和力量。
So when we think back during the trials of our past, who is truly paying attention to us? Who is truly loving us? And thus, such thing can truly inspire us to continue forward.
所以今天我用以弗所书的书卷呢，来跟大家一起来分享的思想，就是如何在爱中一路同行。
And therefore, I would like to share a message from the book of Ephesians, so that we know how to walk in love.
他这里提到就是说，所以你们该，我们一起来读啊，中文的。
Let's all read together.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。好，请英文的。
Let's all read together. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
哇，这两节的圣经呢，把整个为什么要爱，如何爱，和凭什么爱，全部很清楚地告诉我们。
These two verses truly identify that how can we love, and by what we need to love, and what is the purpose and the mean that we could love.
在这里很中心的有一句话，就是凭爱心行事，要凭爱心来做任何事。
There's a phrase here, walk in love.
啊，对，中文呢，凭爱心呢，很容易想到的，哦，我凭良心，我凭爱心做事，好像是自己的爱。但是呢，英文他说 walk in love, 这个在一个爱的这种的充满中，在爱里面，你付出爱，行动。
So the love is not by initiated by ourselves using our ability, but rather we walk in love.
所以他这里很清楚地告诉我们，我们先要反省，我是不是一个蒙爱的人，是不是常常感受到我是蒙爱的神的儿女呢？
And therefore, we must first have a self-reflection to understand that am I the one who is being loved by God?
很多弟兄姐妹都知道，我是神的儿女呢，我是基督徒啊，我得永生啊，我上天堂呢。但是这里保罗提醒他们，我们要活出爱，要在爱中与那些有困难的人，有身边的家人同行啊，不是说我就知道我的身份，而且是知道我这个身份是蒙爱的儿女的身份。
And therefore, let us not just think that I am loved by God and I can go to heaven once I die, but rather we need to know our identity, that I'm one of the children, that we need to love one another and we need to walk in love.
有一句话英文这样说， hurt people, hurt people. 就是说你受伤的人啊， 就很容易伤害别人。
And there's a well-known phrase, hurt people, hurt people.
但是这里保罗提醒我们，我们是 beloved people, beloved children, 我们应该去 love others.
And yet, the phrase, the verse here reminds us, we are loved people, and therefore we need to love others.
所以不要只是 停留在，哎呀，那个人伤害我啊，那个人过去的那个人呢，啊，得罪我啊。I'm a hurt people. I'm a victim. 我是一个受害者，所以我这样的发脾气，我这样的没有爱心，是人害了我，或者是我受了伤。但是现在保罗告诉我们，我们在基督里面是一个新造的人，过失就是已过了。
And therefore, let us not trap ourselves in the mindset of being a victim. That I've been hurt, and therefore I have an excuse to hurt others.The Bible is telling us that all has passed, the new has come, and right now we are a new creation in love.
所以保罗用了一段的经，以弗所书第二章、第三章、第四章，一直的提醒他们，你们是蒙爱的神儿女啊。
And therefore, in the book of Ephesians, Paul continued to remind the readers that we are beloved children.
啊，我不知道你有没有常常被神的爱呢充满，觉得哇，我是很蒙爱，还是停留在很久以前，十年前、二十年前信主的那种的爱的感觉呢
？I wonder, do you continue to feel the love of the Lord, knowing that you have been beloved by God, or you stay in the mindset of 10 or 20 years ago when you first received God's love?
他怎么爱我们呢？是基督的爱我们。他说我们要用这种基督的爱来爱别人。基督怎么爱我们呢？
And how we are loved as Christ loved us. And how did Christ love us?
他为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
He gave himself up for us.As a frequent offering and sacrifice to God.
啊，有时候我们的信仰常常都是求啊，神啊，你给我，给我，我要得。
Oftentimes we have an understanding of God. I need this. I need that. I need to receive from you.
但是基督活出的是给，当你愿意舍，你就有得。
And yet Christ lived a life of giving.And therefore, you need to give in order to receive.
那个得不是得别人的好处啊，给我们的好处，而是得神的奖赏，因为我们是蒙神爱的儿女，我们活出他的性情，荣耀他。
And here we try to receive, we try to gain. It's not try to gain the benefit of others, rather we are seeking for the reward from the Lord.
因为耶稣献上的。这种的自己的生命是成为一个馨香的祭，献与神，神喜悦。
And as we see that Jesus gave himself up as a frequent offering to please the Lord.
求神来帮助我们，我们知道以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹呢，实在是蒙神所爱，因为保罗用了两年半的时间在那边成为一个宣教的基地。
Praise the Lord as we see the Church in Ephesus, they are truly the church loved by God. For Paul has invested more than 2 years and a half staying there to be their shepherd.
并且呢，保罗呢，在以弗所书的常常说，基督的爱是何等的广阔高深。我在父面前祈求神，把他的爱来充满你。所以保罗对以弗所的教会呢，常常教导他们要认识到神爱他，你要去爱。
And Paul often reminds the church that how deep and wide is the love of Christ, that and therefore you need to learn and appreciate and also to love others.
因为以弗所是在一个当时的时代，叫土耳其，那以前不叫土耳其，现在的土耳其的那个地方呢，在海边，是一个商贸的城市，非常繁华。你看见那个古迹呢？图书馆呢？Theater 啊，剧院呐、啊，还有他们的神庙啊，都是 是一个非常繁华的一个大城市，就好像纽约一样啊。
For the city of Ephesus is a very prosperous cities along the seashore in the current Turkey today. And in the city, there's a marketplace, there's a theater, and everyone goes there to enjoy.
啊，还有一个神庙。
And there's also a temple there.
他们的神庙啊，有一个叫雅迪米神，就是一个女人的像。然后呢，啊，很多的女性的乳房，就代表着生养众多。然后呢，他们拜偶像的时候是放纵情欲，他们讲的那种的爱是那种的情欲的，很自我、自私、满足的那种自我满足的爱。
And in the city there, there's the big temple who worship a goddess, which arouse people's desire for sexual pleasure, and they worship female breasts as they the way to express their sexual desire.
然后呢，他们无论去那个地方去吃饭的一些的叫做什么欢宴呢、啊？他们就是在一些吃饭的场合也是很多的这种的淫乱的事情，所以导致影响他们的家庭啊。作为一个基督徒信了主之后啊，要面对这样的世俗的影响呢，保罗就常常教导他们。
And also, when people gather together in different marketplaces, those culture truly permeate into their mind. They start to think about the worldly carnal desire. And Paul is here to remind them, to teach them to live properly.
所以他保罗用的那个你们是蒙爱的儿女，这个爱不是 eros， 他们常常他们那种情欲的那种的爱，而是 agape， 是舍己无条件的神圣之爱。
And therefore, the love that Paul reminded them to have is the love of agape, not eros, which is the flesh desire.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也是活在一个美国啊，纽约这个大城市里面，很多对这种的道德啊、婚姻啊，甚至呢这种欲望啊、钱财的欲望、色情的欲望，都是深深的影响的整个时代，影响的大人小孩。
Just like us, we are living in New York City, which is a culture that try to arouse our lustful desires, which can affect not only adults but also children as well.
然后他们在那种雇员雇主之间的关系呢，有时也是缺乏爱，所以保罗在这里呢，就提醒了我们，作为基督徒，我们是蒙神爱的儿女，我们的与任何人的关系应该全部要更新了。
And not only this can permeate into the culture, but also in the business world that affect master and slaves relationship. What Paul is telling the church in Ephesus, that we need to be renewed, our mindset need to be renewed.
然后过了很久的日子之后，保罗离开了他们。后来这个约翰在写那个启示录的时候，
And later on, Apostle John also wrote a letter, in which is the letter of Revelation.
在这个启示录当中，神的使者就是神向众教会说话。当他跟以弗所教会讲话的时候呢，他赞赏他们有耐心，也是知道分辨这个真假。
As Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, he mentioned there's a messenger of the Lord speaking to different churches.And as the messenger of the Lord speaking to the church in Ephesus, saying you will be rewarded because you are faithful.
但是 第二章第四节呢，他然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心丢弃了，离弃了。And yet,
there's one word mentioned in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, that you have forsaken the first love.
有时候读到这里的时候，马上会自我反省：我爱主的心，爱耶稣基督的心，那种起初的爱心有没有失落呢？
Oftentimes, I will be reminded by this verse, thinking, did I lose the very first love I had for Christ?
哇，记得30年前我信耶稣的时候呢，真的是回到家中啊，信觉知信主之后呢，哇，充满了喜乐啊！回到那个学校呢，那个时候在大专学校呢，老师每一天跟我们有一个灵修啊，这就是一个基督徒的老师带领我们灵修啊，查考这个约翰福音一章一章的读，哇，充满着火热。
I still remember when I first received the Lord 30 years ago. I was in college and was led by a Christian professor who held a Bible study. And I was filled with joy each time when I attend the Bible study.
然后呢，我们的老师呢也主办一些的福音查经啊、布道会啊。那个时候信了主不到一个月，都充满火热。 不知道怎么去传，就是说啊，快来啊，有布道会啊，有福音聚会啊，请邀请人来，那种爱主爱人的心真的是很火热的。Even
though I was just a 3 months old Christian, I was filled with joy, and I want to bring other people to Christ, and I invite people, and we had and held an evangelistic meeting.
真的想到自己的父母，很多的家人、亲人，无论是在香港的、在大陆的，都没有信主，真的是为他们流泪的祷告。And
I also thought about my own relatives and family members back in Hong Kong and China, whom haven't heard about the gospel. I cry and I pray with tears.
哇，当他们的大陆的亲人呢，从大陆来香港探亲。 可以住2-3个月在我们家，那我就很把握这个机会祷告，向他们传福音，带他们去教会信主。When
I have family members from China to Hong Kong just staying for a few months, I seize the moment, I preach the gospel to them, I pray for them with tears.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们在初信的时候那种起初的爱，啊，回想起真的是很火热。 但是我们要反省，我们这种的火热，这种爱主爱人的心，有没有慢慢冷淡，甚至离弃呢？
As we first become believer, we have fervent love for others, and we want to evangelize to others. And now, where we are, do we lose any of the love and joy for the Lord?
起初的爱，我们对。 我们的配偶那种起初的爱有没有冷淡呢？我们对弟兄姐妹起初的爱有没有改变变质呢？
Did we lose the first love to our spouse? Did we lose our first love toward our brothers and sisters in the Lord?
这里他说：“你们要悔改，要回想从哪里坠落，并且要悔改。”啊，三个动作：回想、悔改，然后行。 起初所行的，如果不是的悔改的话呢？耶稣基督说：“我要临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。”And
three actions need to be taken. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen. We need to remember, and we need to repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, Christ will come to you and remove our lampstand from its place.
有时候真的是结婚都20年了，然后呢也是会反省啊。当初跟师母交往的时候，写信呐、啊，打电话呢，啊，他充满着热心爱心，但是现在好像没有打电话呢，都好像无所谓了，或者是这个沟通方面呢，都没有那种如当初的爱那种的热情。 其实这也是值得我们去反省的。
I thought about my own marriage as I remember I was paying a lot of attention, think about every mean possible to communicate with my wife at the, when we first get to know each other. And we, I desire to be with her all the time. And now 20 years passed, there's no more phone call need to make. I need to think about, did I lose the first love? And same thing applied to our emotion right now.
所以在这里我们应该是越爱一个人，越爱主，越被主爱，那种爱会不断的增加，不断的火热的。
And if we truly love someone, our love should grow and to become even warmer than before, just like how we receive Christ's love.
但是现在他说，你们要回想，在从哪里坠落，发生了什么事，什么导致我们会这样呢？
And John say, we need to remember what had happened, why we have fallen.
所以保罗在以弗所书第二章呢就是让他们不断的来知道他们的身份是蒙爱的这种身份和经历。
And therefore, as Paul has written the letter of Ephesians,He also tried to ask the reader to remember what had happened.
So, 第五章就说你们是蒙爱，但是第二章呢，其实他告诉你们，你们怎样蒙爱的，怎样才得到这种蒙爱的身份，是作为天父的儿女呢？
In chapter 5, Paul reminded them they are beloved, they are loved children, and right in chapter 2, Paul want to remind them how were they loved?
其实我们要回到回想，就是要回想到我们没有信主之前，我们是死在过犯当中，和其他的罪人是一样的。
We need to remember what was our condition before. We were just like sinners, just like others.
我们行事为人随从风世上的风俗，随从甚至呢这个空中掌权恶魔啊，那个魔鬼邪灵，我们不知道，但是我们却凭着放纵自己的肉体的私欲行世俗私欲风俗，就是我们该怎就是我要怎么行就怎么行。
We live in a condition we used to live.When we follow the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now work in those who are disobedient, in a way, we just follow our own desire.
所以啊，我们当时呢，以前呢是随着肉体和心中所喜好的，结果是什么呢？本为可怒之子啊！我们在神的愤怒、这种公义的愤怒下，我们是可怒之子。
And therefore, we are trying to gratify our own carnal desire. We gratifying the craving of our own flesh and follow its desire and thought. And we deserve wrath.
有时候读到以色列的那种历史呢，他们真的是放纵私欲然后呢不敬畏耶和华神的时候，耶和华神这样的。用愤怒的怒气烈火来审判他们。
As we read the history of Israelites, we realize that they are a nation and race who follow their flesh desire, and oftentimes God's wrath will come to them.
但是呢，神却有丰富的怜悯。然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，就为我们。来解决我们的罪的问题。
But because of God's great love for us, God who is rich in mercy made us alive with Christ.
你记得吗？当摩西说耶和华你的名字什么意思？然后耶和华神说我来宣告，我将我的荣耀，我的名字在出埃及记34章我宣告， 我是耶和华，耶和华是有丰盛的慈爱怜悯的。
And as Moses asked the Lord, "What is your name?" And the Lord replied, "I'm the one who is full of love and mercy."
我是赐福给千万代的，但是同时我也是审判有罪的，也会审判到染三代。
I'm the one who blessed thousands of generations, and yet I also can punish those who go against my nature with three to four generations.
Yeah, three to 三四代，我们看见耶稣基督，他就是神自己来到人间，以一个肉身，耶和华神自有永有的神来到。 以一个肉身的形象来到人间，来显明他的爱。
And Christ is the one who the Word become flesh and come to this world to show he is the I am God.
然后他不单只是宣告，他是真的是为我们钉在十字架上，所以当我们死在过犯当中的时候呢，耶稣基督使我们与他一同复活。
And Christ came not only to proclaim who God is, he also died for us, and in this way show how what is grace to us.
他为我们的罪死，为我们复活升天，证明他真的是神所差来的救主。
Even when we were dead in transgression, by God's grace, we have been saved. And when he is raised up and seated with God in heavenly realm,
弟兄姐妹,
this is the way he showed his love to us.
我们说要回到起初的爱,
And as we said, we need to go back to our first love.
就是回到神借着耶稣基督彰显的这种的爱，他自己，神自己来到人间。 为我们受罪，为我们受苦受死，代替我们的罪，以致我们可以得到赦罪，得到赦免，并且呢，与他一同活过来了。
And therefore, we need to be reminded the first love. This is how Christ came to earth to die for us, to receive the punishment for us, and therefore once we identify with him, we are raised with him, and therefore we receive the new life.
所以, 保罗提醒我们, 真的是神这么爱我们, 我们要求他, 就是, 在这里他说, 我们蒙爱之后呢, 我们要不断地被基督的爱来填满, 来充满呢, 所以他在第三章就是不断地为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
And Paul reminded us, this is how Christ loved us, and we need to be filled with his love. And therefore, in chapter 3, Paul encouraged us, continue to pray in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们一早上起来的时候，我们最注重的是被人的爱充满呢，还是被神的爱充满呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we first wake up in the morning, are we seeking to be loved by man or be loved by God?
啊，你说你会说，当然了，我要耶稣的爱啊，但是我们的行动可能就没有表现出来，因为我们一起来，可能马上就看看谁like我，谁爱我啊，谁点阅我的啊。
And of course, we may say, of course, we ask for God's love, and yet our actions speak otherwise. Oftentimes, we pick up our phone to see who has clicked like to our post and our message, and we try to see who is paying attention to us.
啊，我爱听神的话，对，圣经是真理，是很宝贵。但是我们一早上的时候，一起来是看人家的信息，人的话呢，还是神的话呢？是来到这位神爱你的神面前来听他的话呢？ 这就是我们要回到那种起初的爱。Of
course, we may proclaim that it is the God's love and message we we seek after in the morning. And yet, are we truly doing that, or we're seeking for other people's attention? We need to be, however, go back to the first love in Christ.
所以保罗 他的祷告，他说，我就是要叫第三章十七节，使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基啊！啊，你的爱心要有根基的话，你要被耶稣的爱来充满，能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并且知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And as Paul mentioned in chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, saying that we need to, our love need to be established in Christ. So Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that being rooted and established in love may power together with all the Lord's holy people.
啊，我们现在脚身这个宣教士大楼呢，啊，在法拉省那边呢，在挖地基，然后呢，哇，三十多尺的那个柱子打进那个地下，然后呢又倒钢筋水泥，那个地基啊非常的坚固。
As some of you may know, CCHC is having a building project right now, and I see when they try to build the foundation of the building, a 30 feet long foundation has been implanted into the ground as we see how deep and strong the foundation is.
保罗说，我们的生命要建立在基督的爱当中，基督的爱 要灌满我们，就好像我看见那些地基了，要倒水泥，要 灌水泥钢筋了，才能够承受上面的那种建筑物。
And Paul mentioned that we need to be rooted and established in love, just like the building project CCHC is having right now. And I see all the steel beam and the cement has been poured down as part of the foundation so it can handle the hundreds of tons and tons of pressure from above.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候在工作上，在家庭上，在教会的人际关系上遇到那种的压力啊，那种的这种的冲突，为什么很容易出问题或者是摇动呢？我们的根基在哪里？
And how come we oftentimes, often face problems when we face pressures, no matter is in our social circle or working circle or the ministry circle.
所以当你的爱啊。你的根基扎在耶稣的爱，你就不动摇，而且呢，你不断的被神的爱天天来充满。
It's the problem of the foundation, and therefore we need to be rooted and established in Christ's love. And once we can be deep rooted in this foundation, we won't be shaken.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹早上一起来的时候，做一个很简单的祷告：主啊，天父啊，主耶稣基督，愿你的爱充满我。愿你的真理你的话语来引导我，愿你的爱充满我。
And therefore I encourage you all, when you wake up each morning, the first prayer you can pray to God, God, may your love fill me, may your love inspire me for today.
并且与众圣徒一同的明白他的爱，需要我们去不断的经历去明白，不是一个人明白，是与众圣徒一同的明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So it's just not myself as an individual, but with all brothers and sisters in the Lord that we can understand how deep and wide it is the love of God.
但很多时候呢就不明白啊，教会弟兄姐妹圣徒，他也是圣徒，他也是，我怎么能够爱呢？我们一指向他的时候呢，其实三个指头就指向我们了。
And oftentimes when we point to others saying, how could this person be a Christian? And how can I love such person? And yet while we were pointing to others, we actually have three fingers pointing back to us.
没错，神就要让我们知道，原来我们都是蒙恩的一个，曾经是罪人，现在是一个蒙神爱的 儿女呢？
And God remind us, yes, we were a sinner. We were just like others. And yet we are sinner being loved by his grace.
然后这些的弟兄姐妹跟你都一样的，都是在蒙爱的过程当中还在成长，还在被神更新的。
And those brothers and sisters, they too, they were loved by God. And they are in the process of growing.
所以当我们说怎么是这样的人的时候，其实别人的眼中，我们在别人的眼中说，我怎么是这样的人，怎么我们还不成熟呢？其实我们要都是要互相的勉励，互相的包容。
And therefore, as we are judging others, we may pose the same in other people's eye. We need to know we are in the process of growing into maturity, and we need God's love.
所以当我们以基督的爱来包容，来爱对方的时候，哦，原来这样的人我也可以爱，我这样的人他也爱我。感谢赞美主，我们先知道我们在神面前的一个 being， 我们的所是。
And therefore, we need to know who we are, our being in the Lord, and therefore we can use the love of Christ to receive and tolerate others.
并且呢，我们才能够真的是追求在基督里面那种的付出，那种的 doing。
And then later, then we are able to follow the next stage, which is doing in Christ.
所以我们的爱是很从生命当中的流露的爱。
And therefore, our love is an expression in through our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们都很熟悉这个故事，在路加福音十五章，有两个儿子，都两个都是蒙父亲所爱的儿子。
As many of us know, the story in Gospel Luke chapter 15, that we see there are two sons, both were loved.
我们一般都很注意这个小儿子啊，他真的是不听话，要分家产，结果呢分了之后走了，浪费了，然后呢又跟那些妓女一起浪费了钱财，然后呢很落魄的就回来蒙父亲所爱了。
We often pay attention to the younger son who has squandered all the inheritance he received from his father, and he spent it all with prostitutes and personal pleasure, and now he repent and came back to father and be received.
哇，父亲对他的爱真的是，他就远远在那边那么的脏啊，可能还有那个猪臭味的啊，但是父亲却看见他呢，就跑去拥抱他。年年的亲嘴。
As the younger son returned back to father's house, even from a distance, the father saw him and ran over to him, tried to receive him, even though he was filthy, he smelled, and we see the grace of the father just embrace his coming back.
其实就告诉我们，真的是父亲愿意这样的无条件接纳他，爱他。马上给他戒指戴，给他鞋子穿，给他这个什么袍子穿，都是要恢复他儿子的身份和那种蒙爱的这种的经历。
And we see the unconditional love and unconditional receiving from the father. The father put the robe upon the younger son and put his ring, his shoes, and tried to re-establish the status.The younger son used to have.
所以这个小儿子觉得，我都不配做儿子，做个故宫好了。结果爸爸这样的爱我，所以弟兄姐妹，我们都是这样的，是蒙了他天父借着耶稣这个故事呢，就是告诉我们，我们真的是在神的眼中呢，蒙他无条件的爱，恩典的爱。
Though the younger son thought to himself, I just returned back to be a hired man.And yet, the father received him unconditionally and loved him.
And
brothers and sisters, we too, we are just like sinners. We are being loved by the father.
但是这个大儿子呢，你觉得他蒙爱吗？原来分家产的时候，他分了比小儿子的两倍，就小儿子分了三分之一，他分了三分之二。
And yet, let us look at this older son. When the inheritance was divided, the older son received 2/3 of the inheritance versus 1/3 to the younger son.
所以父亲说，我的一切都是你的了，你在我家里面。
And actually, the father said to the older son, all I have is yours.
并且呢，我的一切都是你的。然后呢，这个大儿子说，我常常为你做工，连一只小羔羊你都不为我宰杀。这个小儿子回来，你却跟他开 party 要宰牛犊啊。
And the older son complained to the father, saying, I have worked for you diligently, and yet I have never received a lamb from you. And now you threw a party because this younger son returned back to you?
弟兄姐妹，这个大儿子是好像是一个真正的浪子啊，他活在父亲的爱中，活在父亲的这种的祝福中，他却不知道，他却把自己当成一个工人。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we can see, the older son here, he is the one who is actually lost. Even though he lived in this blessing, he lived in the presence of the father.
最重要的，他没有父亲的心。作为儿子，应该，所以父亲说，你的儿子是你的弟弟啊，这个儿子是你的弟弟啊，他回来死而复活了，我们应当爱他，接纳他，欢喜吧，跟我一起来欢喜啊。
The big problem of this older son is he doesn't know the father's heart. He doesn't know the younger son of the father is actually his brother. He doesn't know he need to rejoice with his father as a younger son returning back to home.
所以整个故事，耶稣在告诉我们，作为一个蒙神爱的儿女了，应该是想父亲的，想家的，爱弟兄姐妹的。
And therefore, the story Jesus telling us that we need to know we are beloved, and as we are beloved, person, we need to know, to seek the heart of the Father. We need to seek, the essence of the family and seek the reunion of the lost brother.
因为当时耶稣讲这个故事的时候，就是法利赛人就在议论怎么耶稣跟罪人一起吃饭呢？所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们在神的家里面，我们在教会里面，有时候有没有像那个大儿子这样蒙了爱，却没有天父那种爱人的心情
？When Jesus told the story, is the time.When Pharisee was making a judgment to Jesus, saying, how could Jesus eating and drinking with the sinners? Oftentimes, when we are in God's family, do we have the same attitude just like the Pharisee?
所以真的是 要我们知道的，我们来到神面前敬拜，我们有过这个基督徒的信仰生活，最重要的不是求神给我们这个礼物，那个祝福。而是神告诉我们，我就是你们最大的礼物，我的儿子耶稣、啊、白白的赐给你们，这就是天父给我们最大的礼物，最大的爱。
As we come before the Lord, let us be reminded, we are not here to seeking for different desires, needs, and gifts from the Lord. God has already given us the best gift.That is He Himself and His Son Jesus Christ. His presence is the greatest gift He has given to us.
然后呢，保罗就继续说，那怎么样 walk in love？ 怎么样在生活当中，在爱中与人同行呢
？And Paul continued on saying, "How can we then walk in love?"
他就第一就是与信徒。与这个身体弟兄姐妹作为一个 body 一个关系应该怎么样爱呢
First, we need to know that we our relationship within the body of Christ.
很多时候我们觉得弟兄姐妹都是恭恭维维的、啊、大家都很圣洁、啊、然后我们握个手啊，教会彼此相爱但是实际的不是这样我们每个人的性情性格、各方面还有很多的缺陷很多的刺在当中的
Oftentimes, we imagine the relationship within the church is that we are all saints and we present ourselves as holy people. And yet, actually, this is not the case. We are full of spikes and thorns.
所以保罗说，我们既然是蒙爱的儿女的，我们要像基督那样的爱人呢、啊。首先就是要除掉这些的，在相处当中，在一起的生活当中的一些的苦毒啊、恼恨、愤怒、嚷嚷、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
And Paul reminded us the true condition of ourselves, and therefore we need to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, among with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another.
所以你知道吗？很多时候我们人与人之间有矛盾的时候、有冲突的时候，真的是常常就是一直的想到他那句话，想到他那种的神态。哇，我们就很气很气，每一天呢就好像喝那个苦毒一样的喝进去了啊。
Oftentimes we live with bitterness as we are reminded with the picture and the image how other people has treated us, the word they have said or the facial expression they have given to us.
啊，晚上睡觉的时候又翻这边翻那边，想来想去还是那个人讲的那个不好的话，或者是。自己在这边喝毒药一样的，这个伤害自己的细胞、自己的睡眠呢、啊。
And as we were reminded by all these images and pictures we had from the other person, we couldn't fall into sleep. And when we continue to hurt ourselves and drinking bitterness of our own imagination,
弟兄姐妹，这个是很实在的，我们都会面对的人。我们信了主之后还是在这个、成长的过程当中，但是呢我们要除掉这些、啊、并且要存什么呢？存以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心、啊、彼此饶恕，怎么样能够又怜悯又饶恕人呢？正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样，只有不断的想到基督都饶恕了我，我欠他的一千两他都无条件为我偿还了，不要我还了。这样的怜悯，这样的饶恕，给我力量，给我爱心，可以饶恕别人。
And brothers and sisters, this is inevitable as we are going through this growing process into maturity. Paul reminded us we need to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you, forgave us.And therefore, we need to know we have been forgiven by the king. We have owed a lot of money to the king, and yet he has forgiven us.
我自己 也是有血肉之体的人。我想到有一次有一个弟兄讲一些很对我很不尊敬一些，甚至在公开几个人面前来讲牧师的话，我听了之后呢，真的是当时也是。怒火。
Me, as I'm just like a human, once I have heard a brother who publicly criticized me in certain way, I was truly angry.
当时，过了回到家中的时候，自己也反省，也祷告，但是也是神催促我，你还是主动的跟他握个手吧。再跟他来了解一下发生什么事情吧。
And as I return back home, I repent, I pray to God, and yet God reminded me I should take the initiative and go back to the brother, ask of what had happened, and try to understand what was the reason.
啊，真的不容易啊，要踏出这一步。但是跟他握手，跟他谈话，但是他的那种表情，后来的那种的关系，好像。是 有一根刺到了我的心中了。
And it is truly hard to take such initiative and go to the brother and shake his hand and try to reconcile. And yet, to me, there is a thorn between our relationship now.
经过 蛮多的时间祷告沟通，还是没有彻底的来得到那种的释放。直到我最近我在带一个查经的时候我就发了一个邀请说，哎，弟兄我想到你，你很爱主，也愿意查考神的话，邀请你来参加吧。
And even through a long communication and reconciliation, I still couldn't see the full reconciliation between us. And I cannot be liberated from such issue. Until recently, when I began to hold a Bible study, I sent out an invitation to the brother saying, Brother, I know you love the word of God. Would you like to join our Bible study?
啊，感谢主，他的回复也是很 appreciate， 然后也问候我的家人等等，所以我觉得因为神让我释放了，我再做多一步来邀请他来跟我一同的分享神的话语。
And praise to the Lord, as the brother received the invitation, he gladly accepted and even greeted my family. And as I realized, even though I went through some struggle, and God has pushed me to take more step forward to take the initiative.
所以求神帮助我们，我们在一生当中会面对很多的人际的关系的问题，不要让这些的问题成为我们卡住我们生命成长的一个突破的机会。我们要靠着主除掉这些的恶毒，除掉这些的愤怒，以恩慈饶恕相待。
And praise to the Lord. Indeed, we will go through a lot of human relationship problems in our life, and yet we ask God's grace for us to have a breakthrough in order to grow.And we need to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God forgave us.
其实饶恕说难很难，但是说简单也很简单。就是说，主耶稣，你饶恕了我，我奉主耶稣的名，我饶恕他，我不计较了，我不追究了，他还不起，他也不需要还了。
Yeah, in a way, forgiveness is.Something very easy to do. We just tune our mindset, understand that we do not need the other person to repay us back.
因为我们因着神的爱充满了，被医治了，
because,
就无所谓了。
Because now we are already being beloved and being healed by the Lord, and therefore we can lay down of everything else.
加上我们也有得罪神得罪人的地方，天父常常的饶恕我们了。
And we too has offend our Lord and others all the time, and yet our Heavenly Father has forgiven us.
然后保罗说，不单是跟弟兄姐妹的关系，跟你的配偶、你的丈夫、妻子，也要在爱中同行啊。
And not only just to the relationship in church, our relationship in marriage is the same.
不好意思，弟兄姐妹，我的时间超了一点。那 George， 我们可以一起来加快一点，好吧？然后呢，就是说，作为丈夫的，我们爱妻子，我们也是像基督这样的来舍己的爱她。
And as a husband, we should love our wife just like how Christ loved the church.
然后呢，作为妻子的，我们尊重丈夫就是爱了。
And as the wife, how you pay respect to your husband is the expression of love.
我刚才说了啊，结了婚20年了，觉得有时候在这种跟妻子爱的关系当中呢，真的是需要反省。有时候，他看他的一个比较温馨的家庭剧，我就看电脑呢，就是神学啦。讲座啦，时事啊，他觉得好像在一起的沟通很缺乏一样。
As I mentioned before, we have been married for 20 years with my wife, and as 20 years close by, sometimes she watch a lot of drama and try to heartwarming drama as I pay most pay attention and read theological related articles.
但是,
and we grow distance apart because of this.
所以我也不断为这个事祷告，我求神帮助我们夫妻之间的这种沟通又更深入，而且不是像以前这个初婚的时候那种哇恋爱的时候很多的话题，如今啊真的是要突破啊。
And I ask God's mercy to help my marriage to grow, to have a tighter and more intimate communication. As I think back in the beginning when we just got to know each other 20 years ago, we always run out of time try to speak to one another.
所以感谢主呢，最近他在看一个电视剧，然后讲到那个亲爱的你在哪里。 这里面讲的很多很感人的那种的夫妻关系、家庭的故事，我就这一次呢不看我的神学的东西了，这新闻电视了，我来陪他一起来看，在看的过程当中，而且有很多的分享、讨论，一起的祷告，觉得感谢主，原来爱是一种需要跟他同步的一个陪伴。
As my wife recently is watching a heartwarming drama show, Dearest, Where Are You? I realized when she was watching, I need to also pay attention to it. And I join in as I watch with her. And then later on, we have discussion, we have communication, we have some reflection about the drama we have seen together. And we truly need to invest time to build up, to rekindle the relationship.
因为他在这个里面呢，这个故事里面很多这种的舍己的精神，很多的沟通，很多的爱的那种主题，我觉得非常很好。我不知道是不是基督徒拍的，看不出，不知道在大陆的那种。但是呢，我觉得不要觉得看电视剧就是世俗的，而是我们要把它成为一个爱的相处的时间，爱的一种。 言语来讨论，一起帮助我们在婚姻家庭当中更懂得相爱。Do
not think watching some drama is a wasting of time. A lot of time watching something together is a way that we can share our feeling. Is an expression of the language of love.
并且。 他工作很疲惫，跟他按摩，跟他一起的来舒缓他，那这样都是一种爱的表达。And
as she is working during the daytime, she was stressful. Then I also try to do some massage on her and try to release her stress. This is also a language of love.
这父母。 跟儿女之间 walk in love， 在这个疫情当中，真的是更关心做儿女的要孝敬父母，孝敬父母，以致我们在世上得福。And
also, we need to walk in love with our children, and the relationship in parents and children. This is a relationship which is part of Ten Commandment that we will receive promise from the Lord.
特别是在还在世的父母，我妈妈在美国住了一年之后呢，跟她一起相处，然后一年之后呢，她被主接走，就觉得也是尽了一种的孝敬。但是回头看呢，有些时候真的是要更好的态度，更多的这种基督的爱来照顾妈妈。
I was able to bring my mom to the state and staying with her for a year, and then later on she passed away. I realized while our parents are still living, we truly need to treasure the time that we can pay honor to our parents.
他在疫情当中可能更多的担心，更多的这种的彷徨。我们如何用基督的爱，用神的话，用着我们的态度来孝敬他们。 来表达我们对他们的尊敬和爱。Our
parents could have even more anxiety and stress during the time of pandemic. do we know how to honor our parents so that we can show our love through honoring them?
对于儿女方面，圣经就告诉我们要不要惹他们的气，然后呢，要照着主的教训、警戒、养育他们。我就想到儿子上大学之后呢，都是很难再常常跟他讲话，都是要祷告，然后呢，在周末的时候呢，跟他打电话的时候呢，真的是不断的把他引到神面前，继续的成长。
Realize as parents, the way we treat our children, we need to make sure we do not exasperate our children. We need to be patient with our children. As my son is in his first years in college, I need to truly approach him properly so that I will not irritate him.
然后真的是把神的话，有时候发一些圣经鼓励他让他知道不只是他的衣食住行的问题，而是他属灵的生命在基督里面继续的成长。
So not only we need to pay attention to their physical need, we also need to pay attention to their spiritual need. Oftentimes I will send encouraging words from the Lord to him. We need to bring them up in training and instruction of the Lord.
然后在这个职场上，保罗说要 walk in love， 甘心的侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。我们不是为了打工，为了赚钱而已。我们在职场上是要活出神的爱。
And same thing in our career, as in the workplace, we need to live as an example to honor our God, and therefore we need to treat each other fairly in our workplace.
最后保罗说，与世人那些没有信主的人的关系，我们要靠着圣灵祷告让我们有这种胆量，放开口的，放胆的跟他们传扬福音。
And also regarding to the relationship with others, that we need to we need to pray in the spirit in all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the Lord's people.
我就想到
and we need to preach the gospel to them.
神爱我们，救了我们。我从小在大陆的那些的孩子的那些小学生，是80年的时候离开他们，我是小学四年级。
I still remember when I was studying in China, and when I left China, I was only in my fourth grade.
然后呢，99年的时候回到那个老家呢，哇，又找到他们，然后呢，跟他们传扬福音，跟他们一起的来唱诗歌。
As I returned back to my homeland back in China in the year 1999, I found my schoolmates and I get to them, preach the gospel to them, and sing song with them.
他们还没有信主啊！我那个时候是相隔19年，那现在呢？99年到现在又相隔21年。哇，那个后来呢？我们建成了一个微信群最近找到这张相呢，我就发给他们，继续在这个微信群当中向他们传福音。
They were not believers then. That was 19 years after I left China. And 1999 until now, this another 20 years has passed. And now I have collected all the information from all my schoolmates. And we now have formed a WeChat group. I'm using this WeChat group to continue to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to them.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们很多的关系网啊，无论是家族的、家庭的、工作的，甚至小学的、中学、大学的这些的网络，其实都是神要我们放胆的把福音、把神的爱跟这些人分享，因为天父爱他们，要拯救他们。
Dear brothers and sisters, all the relationship we had has established a vast network among us, and God is asking us to utilize those networks to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to them so they can see the love of God.
现在真的是大家都很方便用手机微信啊，什么群啊，这个 Facebook， 我们好好的求神给我们爱心、胆量、智慧，把基督的爱，把我们的见证，透过这样的分享，让他们听到耶稣基督的爱。
Through the new technology that people now can receive the good news of Jesus Christ, using those electronic means, let us utilize those technology and honor our God.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要首先怎么样能够在爱中与人同心呢？是先知道我们是蒙爱的，蒙了主耶稣的爱。
And therefore, how do we know? How can we walk in love? First, we need to be reminded and remember we are beloved.
并且呢，每一天求啊，天父啊，主耶稣啊，你把你的爱借着圣灵来充满我，引导我。
And ask God to fill His grace and love in us daily.
不计较，不埋怨，而且呢，也是能够像你这样的饶恕人。
And do not grumble and count other people's wrong, and imitate our God how He has forgiven others.
并且像基督一样舍，你愿意舍，你就得神的喜悦。得人的,
and live like Christ, willing to sacrifice.
求神帮助我们，我们一起祷告。
May God help us. Let us pray.
愿主耶稣基督的爱不断的充满，带领我们，使我们也靠着圣灵给我们的力量活出爱。奉耶稣名祷告，阿门。
May the love of Christ continue to fill us and let us know how to love. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
好，Amen.
谢谢大家。